The following is a production of Snake Tree Media. This is Urgent Frequency, the Sonic sit-rep for Urgent Fury. The hottest tactical gamer community on the World Wide Web. And now, here's your host, Commander Claymore Fury.
Hola, welcome and bienvenue, and hooyah, shooters! I am Commander Claymore Fury, and this is Urgent Frequency for the week of Sunday, February 21st, 2010. This week, we'll wrap up week one of Urgent Fury's mini tag map tournament, Urgent Fury 141. We'll find out if Alien vs. Predator has what it takes to be the blockbuster it could be, and we'll peek into the Urgent Frequency email inbox. We're the only podcast that Southwest Airlines considers too fat to fly. This is Urgent Frequency.
Hey everybody, this is Undertow. You are listening to Urgent Frequency here on UrgentFury.com.
So good you can toy with your enemies. Gain early access to Squad Rush multiplayer mode by pre-ordering Battlefield Bad Company 2 at GameStop. Power to the players. Rated M for mature.
The brave men and women in our nation's armed forces made a commitment to protect us and our freedoms. Many will come home with missing limbs, severe burns, or traumatic brain injuries. The Wounded Warrior Project was created to help and support these injured heroes through programs and services that help make their recoveries easier. Regardless of your position on the war, our injured veterans deserve our support. To learn more, call 1-877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
Hi, I'm Commander Claymore Fury for Urgent Fury to remind you that people affected by disasters like the recent earthquake in Haiti need your help. Your donation to the American Red Cross International Response Fund provides immediate relief and long-term support through supplies, technical assistance, and other support to help people in need. Your help is urgently needed. So please, make a contribution by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org. That's 1-800-RED-CROSS or redcross.org.
You know, my kidneys feel a lot better in this position. Maybe it's just that I'm not doing any calisthenics. You know, if I did some sit-ups in the morning or bent over like this, I'd probably feel 100% better. Moon River.
Urgent. Frequency.
In chess, the object is to stay ahead of your opponent by means of a series of very subtle deceptions. In the world of Urgent Fury, you use a war to deceive an entire nation. After discovering the offensive at the Chosen Reservoir and the events that surrounded it were merely a distraction, the teams deployed in Urgent Fury 141 must race to eliminate a group of terrorist cells with one thing in mind: a global nuclear holocaust. As we take aim on the leaderboard, we have a four-way tie at the top as OGC, Rev, Swift, and the U each have seven territories to finish week one. 503 and Shadow Ops share the two spot with six territories apiece. LPK and IMR share third with four territories. Fourth place finds War and Wolf paired up with three territories each. And RVN, VR, R, and CBF all round out the field, sharing the five spot with only two territories each. Xbox Nation, where are you guys? We're still accepting applications for the Xbox phase of the tournament, which will not begin until all the spots are filled. Get on over to the official sign-up at www.urgentfury.com/141 ASAP to get your X on.
There are times when you have so much to say, just so little time.
Excuse me, what?
Good thing there's Twitter. We got you covered with the latest and the most talked about topics, 140 characters at a time. Follow us on Twitter.
Ah, 1979. Man, I was just a fun-loving kid with my whole life ahead of me. Jimmy Carter was president. Margaret Thatcher became Prime Minister of Great Britain. Van Halen 2 was in record stores. And while The Deer Hunter brought home the Oscar that year for Best Picture, who could forget that 1979 was also the year that director Ridley Scott quietly crafted one of the most terrifying science fiction thrillers in history with his masterpiece, Alien. A few years later, in June of 1987, actor-turned-politician Ronald Reagan was president, and a film that starred not one but two future politicians was box office bullion. If it bleeds, we can kill it, was the tagline for 1987's Predator. Now, here in 2010, Sega Games and Rebellion have brought together these two sci-fi powerhouses once more with Aliens vs. Predator. Our friends at GameTrailers.com put in some stick time to find out if AVP is the blockbuster it should be or just a bust altogether. Regardless, I think it would behoove us all to remember, in space, no one can hear you scream.
Good licensed games are hard to pull off, even more so when you're talking about Aliens vs. Predator, easily two of the most recognizable sci-fi properties in movie history. It's a good thing, then, that Rebellion Developments is up to the task, having developed the well-received AVP games in the 90s. The franchise returns, respawned, and ready for a new audience. But is this sci-fi shooter still a blockbuster at heart? The Weyland-Yutani Company set up shop on a remote alien planet, inciting the ire of the territorial predators who don't take too kindly to the idea of humans tainting their sacred training grounds. Then there are the serpentine aliens who finally decide to run amok after years of being used as training fodder and test subjects. Between the power-tripping humans, the feral xenomorphs, and the menacing predators, it's never really clear just who the good guys are in this deadly triple tango. Like the comics and movies, the game's story doesn't duck this quandary. There are three appropriately different vantage points to the tale, handily reflected in the distinct playstyles of each respective campaign. The plot itself is expectedly paper-thin, largely following the silhouettes established in past iterations of the series. A few sly nods to the flicks buried visually and in audio logs, as well as a bit part by Lance Henriksen, keep the fan meter running on high, though.
Welcome. This feels almost like a reunion.
The defining charm of Aliens vs. Predator is the same in the game as in the concept itself, the needlessly awesome clash between aliens, predators, and the shrimpy little humans caught in between. A decade later, the idea remains strong. Aliens vs. Predator single-player missions are successful primarily for providing three distinct playstyles across each of its campaigns. Each campaign looks, plays, and feels completely different from the other. The campaigns show some flashes of brilliance, but the overarching design doesn't go far out of its way to reinvent itself. What few new additions are present, like a stealth action and platforming segment, are few and far between. Other original and intriguing elements, like narrowing out decapitated heads for security clearance, feel underused and never fully realized. You'll still hit your fair share of switches and monster closets, which keeps this 2010 reboot feeling decidedly plain and old school. The campaigns vary in length and complexity, taking about roughly 10 hours in all to complete. Multiple difficulty settings, a ranking system, and hidden collectibles offer decent incentives for multiple playthroughs. Multiplayer, a central feature of the original, returns as a centerpiece here, where shooter staples like Team Deathmatch and a co-op survival mode meet happily in the middle with homebred concoctions like Infestation and Predator Hunt. The game's interesting spread of modes is a blast, allowing for a diverse palette of strategies depending on which species you run with in each match. As a whole, multiplayer pulls it all off pretty well, but it's still a little disappointing to see it lacking in areas where the modern shooter has thrived, as well as ways it's scaled back from previous installments of the series. The game definitely could have learned a thing or two from Monolith's take on the franchise with various class types and species offshoots. You can progressively earn experience in ranked matches for extra skins, but you won't unlock weapons or abilities, which is a shame. Aliens vs. Predator largely takes on the appearance of the original, playing it a little safe in the process. Its new single-player campaign isn't likely to leave too deep of an impression, though if you enjoy varied multiplayer modes with an AVP twist, then this one's for you. The species in Aliens vs. Predator surpass mere loadouts. You'll visibly and mechanically change the way you play depending on who you run with. The Marines play the most like the traditional shooter, endowed with the most artillery, as well as a motion tracker that keeps tabs on all nearby targets. Aliens, meanwhile, are the fastest and most mobile of the bunch, stalking prey with lightning reflexes and skittering to cover when overwhelmed. The Predators enjoy a vast array of death-dealing tools with iconic gizmos like stealth camo, wrist blades, and the plasma caster. Each race is capable in its own right and equally delightful to play. Species-specific quirks like focusing, which enables advanced tactics like homing pounces and platform jumping, add some mechanical garnishes to each race. Though it's still hard to overlook the fundamental lack of iron sights, leaning, and crouching. The aliens arguably have the highest skill hurdle to overcome, with finicky movement and wall crawling that makes it difficult to traverse arenas with relative ease. Learning to assume the role and sneaking up on a hapless victim for a tail skewering, though, is one of the game's greatest thrills. The new feature here is a rock-paper-scissors-style melee system, which recalls similar mechanics in games like Condemned and Xenoclash. It brings an added layer of depth to the fray, though in hectic environments like multiplayer, the ubiquitous close-range stealth and trophy kills undermine any semblance of strategy in close-quarter combat. It isn't all that uncommon to see Gears of War-style kill trains online, and that's just silly. Aliens vs. Predator's control schemes bear some inconsistencies and occasional moments of ridiculousness, but are otherwise strongly realized and encourage different ways to play. In cases like The Alien, you may sometimes jones for a mouse and keyboard, but the console does well to make a steady compromise in the middle. It doesn't necessarily set a new standard in graphics, but Aliens vs. Predator manages a gritty, gory look that fits well with the essence of its franchises. The visuals are crisp and well executed, bearing tasteful hints of motion blur during sharp turns, a subtle wide-angle distortion through the cylindrical gaze of an alien, and a craftily referential HUD when playing as the Predator. Perhaps most noticeable are the inexplicably gruesome stealth and trophy kills, which spare no expense in eliciting shocks. These barbaric displays of violence certainly achieve some of the game's highest graphical praises. Everything else looks merely good by comparison. Audio-wise, the game gingerly pulls from the film's rich catalog of sounds, faithfully recreated here with great detail. From the muted hum of the pulse rifle to the iconic sound of the Predator's mask changing vision modes, it's hard for your inner nerd not to have an eargasm, with the game's thoughtful, nearly purest level of detail. As a standalone single-player adventure, Aliens vs. Predator hits a shaky equilibrium with carefully planted franchise winks and underwhelming set pieces. But for someone with an inclination for diverse experiences, interesting multiplayer modes, or even the AVP franchise as a whole, the game casts a pretty wide net of appeal. It's perhaps not ambitious enough in today's age of shooters, nor does it tap into the creative reserves of its rich IP as deeply as we'd like. But as a game that channels entertainment and nostalgia, it capably and enjoyably does its job right.
Aliens vs. Predator. Available now for the PlayStation 3, Xbox, and PC.
With that flashback. Flashback.
This is Kevin Kingsley, and I'm the king of junk. No, I'm the king of junk, not drunk. Here at King's Junk Car Emporium, we have everything you need for your car. And, like I said, need a spark plug or a car? Or car door, then here at my junkyard, shut up! Sorry. That was my boy Tony. He's been a beast to look at since he got the lead poisoning from sucking on my pencil once. Hasn't been sane since. Anyway, we're a good junkyard. We're not like, we're not like other junkyards. We won't rip you off. We're honorable. Got integrity, and just come to King's Junkyard, okay? We're open a lot. Call us at 1-888-2-4-6.
Sportos, motorheads, geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, dickheads, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Mail's in. mail's here.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You got mail.
You got mail, baby, yeah.
You got mail.
Commander, you've got mail.
Thank you so much, HQ. It's that time again. Time to check the Urgent Frequency email inbox. This week's email comes from WMD's Just Shoot Me, who writes, Dear Commander Fury, I really like the interviews you guys do on Urgent Frequency. In fact, I think you should make it a regular part of You Freak. Keep up the good work. Hoo-yah. Well, hoo-yah right back at you, Just Shoot Me, and I'm certainly glad you like the interviews we get to do from time to time, as it's tons of fun. And you'll be happy to hear that we got a couple of big interviews coming up in the near future, including our long-awaited Q&A with Brady Games, plus a few special surprises as well. Now, don't forget, if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, send them to me via email at commanderfury@urgentfury.com. If I read your email on the air, we'll hook you up with some sweet Urgent Fury gear from the Urgent Fury store. That just about wraps things up for another episode. Keep in mind that you can network with us via Twitter, the official Urgent Fury blog, Urgent Fury Unleashed, and on our web channel at youtube.com. Urgent Frequency is produced by Urgent Fury Holdings and right here in the studio by Allison Armstrong, with a special shout-out this week to Freddie D and the LBGC. I'm Commander Fury. You know the drill, tadpoles. Keep your feet wet and your powder dry. Hoo-yah!